In 2000, I was trafficked into prostitution, and a lot of people think that prostitutes or women on the streets were women on the streets, and I actually was not. I was sold out of nightclubs, strip clubs, magazines, and online websites. And I think that the SAVE Act is a step towards penalizing all parties involved in the sale of human beings. So it's a step that will hopefully deter third-party advertisers or third-party facilitators in actually allowing this to go on, whether it's on the website, whether it's a magazine, even whether it's a hotel who knowingly allows sex trafficking to happen in their hotel. So hopefully, one thing, it'll be a deterrent, and second of all, we could actually hold people accountable for the parts that they play in that.
Do you feel like, I believe that there have been like state laws trying to combat this, but do you think that entities like Backpage.com haven't been held accountable for what they've done and what they're doing right now, and do you feel like this would be strong enough to do that?
There are state laws, but human trafficking can be prosecuted at the state level or at the federal level. Mm-hmm. Currently, the federal statute is what is the strongest. Mm-hmm. And so it gives prosecutors, federal prosecutors, just one more piece. Now, I do not think that third-party facilitators are being held accountable for their actions. If you look at Backpage.com, it's very obvious that they're selling sex. They couch it in escort, in selling companionship, selling time. But the reality is they're selling sex, and it's very obvious that they're selling sex. And that's a crime. And so a website who facilitates crime should be held accountable as well.
And you mentioned, I think the benefit of this particular bill is, it, by codifying it in federal statute, as you just mentioned, it seems like the penalties would be much more severe than a state could probably do.
Yeah, definitely we've seen in any human trafficking legislation, the federal statutes are going to have higher penalties than the state statutes.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, if a U.S. attorney like files charges against them, especially criminal charges, I'm not really sure there's parole in the federal system. So they may, the penalties might be harsher or stuff like that, or the fines might be larger. And that's the deterrent that maybe you were talking about before, so, perhaps.
Perhaps. I think that, and at the federal level too, a lot of the cases that make it to the federal level are usually cases where they have crossed multiple state lines, trafficked minors across from one end of the country to the other end of the country. So a lot of times the federal cases are a lot more comprehensive than the state cases, and so therefore they incur higher penalties as well.
So what is kind of your feeling about whether this legislation will get passed or not? As she mentioned, as the Congresswoman mentioned, it's been a long time. It seems like this is something that everyone would get on board with, but as I'm sure you know, Congress can act in strange ways. Like, what's kind of your expectation that this would actually be implemented?
Well, my hope is that it is implemented and it is passed. Now, the reality of the situation is that we need a Congress who can work bipartisan or be bipartisan on an issue. I do think that protecting children is an issue that can bring the two sides together, and I think that some of the legislation that is being proposed is bringing both sides together. There is some concern with constitutional challenge. I'm pretty much certain that there will be a constitutional challenge with this legislation, but I'm not an attorney, and I trust that the attorneys on Representative Ann Wagner's team has done their due diligence and done their research and feels at this point that it could stand up against constitutional challenge.
Yeah. It seems like this is one of those instances where, a legislative body is combating a form of really reprehensible speech. Like funeral protesting is another example that pretty much everybody agrees is terrible and damaging. But I think that, it often gets challenged on free speech grounds and constitutional grounds. But the thing I was thinking about is, if you're advertising something that's a crime, sort of like yelling fire in a crowded building, it seems like that would not really bring free speech into it. But I'm sure some people might bring that into it. Has that been kind of your sense of how this issue has gone as well?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this is more of a regulating advertisement issue versus a free speech issue. And we do regulate advertisement. We regulate advertisement on tobacco and child pornography and alcohol. And so I think if we keep it the way it's designed, is it's just a tool to regulate advertisement, then I think that it'll pass. Again, I'm not an attorney. I kind of see where we can have some constitutional arguments, but I more see it as regulating advertisement versus constitutional.